Hello, wonderful listeners. It's been a very long time. I think the last time you heard my voice is about 4 months ago. I'm so sorry. I've been cut up alive. I've, changed jobs, started a new path in writing, and it's quite tasking, to, stand firm, lay a firm foundation. I know they all sound like excuses. I mean, I've been handling and shuffling both writing and podcast, but it's been a bit uncomfortable, and my inconsistency, I know, can be accounted for by the progress on my blog. So just in case you haven't visited my blog in a while, by the time you'll be listening to this, or by the time this podcast will be dropping, I will be starting a new category in writing, and I would very much love your support here and over there at the blog. So just stay rooted, stay tuned, not stay rooted, but stay tuned, because I'm going back to a section in on podcast that I saw that actually there were more views, more listings, and more feedbacks, which is movie reviews, and I think we'll be doing that for quite some time. And if I am not lazy, I know if I'm not lazy, I will be doing a series on this. I've been in a series now. This series are not like season one, season two, season three of a particular movie, but rather I'm going. Oh, I have gone to search for a very great writer. I don't know if you heard about him, Harlan Coben. Is some of his books got drafted into movies, and they are on Netflix. So I'll be doing the series, because his books, not like they're in series, but like there's a pattern. So there's a flow you get. So you watch the part one, movie two, movie three, and all that. And why I chose Harlan Coben is because his movies, his movies and books actually have this pattern of shuffling present and past, and it's so beautiful. About to watch the fifth, that five out of seven, and I was like, you know what? Why don't I tell you guys about it? Why don't I tell somebody about it, especially if people share this enthusiasm about movies, crime drama, if murder mystery doesn't really spike you up or get you scared, then I think this is the podcast, or let me say, this is the episode. This episode, you shouldn't miss this series episode. This is the episode that you need to listen to. And I will try as much as possible again to drop this episode weekly, so you have time to watch. I think the list of the whole series is six episodes, and the maximum is eight episodes. So if you are a movie binge watcher like me, you can watch it in 2 days, I mean, or at least 5 days to a week. That's ample time for you to get ready to watch the next one. A job, yes, I know. You're like, oh, how am I going to sneak it in between work and all that? I mean, you can relax it if you can do Friday night and binge watch till Saturday morning, or Saturday night to Sunday morning. You could watch alone, watch with friends, watch with murder mystery or crime drama fans also. And do not forget to share the link to my episode or to my podcast. Don't forget to visit my blog. I would really appreciate your views and listings and clicks and referrals and shares and likes and response to my poll. Thank you. So, you know what? This has taken some more time, so let me just go into it. So, the first of this series is The Stranger. I am going to make this movie review as short and precise as possible, because I don't want to bore you out. I'm just here to spark your enthusiasm and interest to go watch the movie. So The Stranger by Harlan Coben is a novel that was drafted into a movie with Netflix, and I can tell you, it's a bit, it's crime drama, murder mystery, you know. So there's a stranger that comes up and spills people's secrets. Now, there is an important, that main characters and other minor characters, but we have a couple of main characters. We have Adam Price and we have this stranger, Adam Price's wife, Adam Price's father, and a client of his. So now the thing is, this stranger, that's all we know as in the movie, comes up to Adam Price and tells him a secret about his wife. And funniest thing, when he confronted her, she disappeared. Now the funny thing is, she walked over to Adam Price's father, tells him he has a child and all that, and he got angry because it was like he has been reckless all his life, and how come he's just knowing that he has a child? Like, that's like 20, 25 years after he has abandoned such reckless lifestyle. And also, there are so many twists and turns and secrets that were revealed. You know, one thing I like about Coben's stories is that the very important aspect, the very important episode, is always the 8th episode. But I would advise you, I know crime drama and murder mystery fans know that you have to follow the sequence, you have to get the flow, you have to, you know, pick things up with the order and all that. And always, 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 the culprit is always in your face. I mean, there are sometimes I guess if this person was responsible for this, I'm like, oh, I should have sold it all along. I know, you know, sometimes I miss it and all that. So the stranger also comes up to some other person, I can't remember, but then there's a police officer that was investigating Adam Price's wife's missing story and all that, who was involved, and things got a little bit messy. He got to know his secrets about his wife with his daughter. I don't know if you've heard of a Murchison syndrome. You can check it up. There's Murchison syndrome and Murchison by proxy syndrome also. So I'll need to check. It's a very interesting case. There's a story about Murchison by proxy. It's a book, a novel, right? Actually, it's called Coma. Is it Coma? Let me go check. I'm coming. Yes, it's called The Devil's Waltz. Waltz Dance. Yes, The Devil's Waltz. So he got to know. So one thing about this stranger is just about secrets being revealed. I mean, you get to, okay, there's a bigger secret, and along the way you get to know about this secret and that secret and this secret, and you're like, oh my god, when you're just like, I can't take anymore. And then there's a one that pops up, and there's another that pops up. I mean, it kept me on my toes to the very end. And when I found out the killer, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, really? So that is all about the stranger. It keeps you on your toes. Trust me, if you're a big fan of secrets, let me tell you something. I know people with anxiety is gonna be like, can I watch it? I do have anxiety, and trust me, it was all well paced out that you do not feel like there's a lot you're expecting. Doesn't feel like there's a lot of pressure. You know, it kept the suspense, like it paced out the suspense, and it was like that was so admirable. I mean, I don't have to be panting and wondering, oh, can I take it? You know, that kind of thing. It's all spaced out. There's enough suspense, especially about Adam Price's wife's disappearance, how he handled the kids, the night of the party, that a lot of things go happening. Now, just like I said, there's a bigger picture, there's a bigger secret, and then there are other minor little secrets along the line. That's so nice, like Adam Price's son getting involved in a party problem, some kids, a kid died, and some, and one was in the hospital, and then we got to know about, you know, all that kind of things. And the stranger, for me, I would say, is 8.5 out of 10. I felt like they could have developed more character. And for the stranger, I feel like even though she was like the main character of the story, but she didn't really have enough backstory per se of herself. It was like she was just, they just dangled her in her face and we didn't really know much about her. Now, if you're a fan of secrets, mystery, man, this is game for you. So see you next time as I go over the second one. Really, I'm just trying to remember all there is, and you know, see you in the next episode. Bye.